prepare for the expected and unexpected things in life, and by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales, insurance agents, and interior design services.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Protests in Israel following the deaths of six more hostages held by Hamas. ABC's Marcus Moore is in Jerusalem.
The funeral for 23-year-old Israeli-American hostage Hersh Goldberg-Polin is set to begin this morning here in Jerusalem. We are right along the procession route. And news of his murder and that of five other hostages sparked deep sorrow and anger across Israel. And it was on full display last night.
That's what it sounded like when thousands took to the streets. Today, a general strike was called. An Israeli court, however, has ordered those workers back to the job. The order, however, being largely ignored this morning. Ukraine's air defenses have launched an overnight barrage of drones and cruise missiles at Kyiv, in Ukraine's second largest city of Kharkiv. Three people were hit and wounded when two kindergartners were struck by the Russians. If you have DirecTV and you don't have ESPN, ABC, and Disney this morning, it's because DirecTV and Disney, parent company of ABC News, couldn't reach a carriage agreement. This is ABC News. The hunt is on around Houston for a killer who attacked a 90-year-old Navy vet.
Surveillance video shows a man, possibly in his 20s, strike up a conversation with Nelson Beckett before pulling a gun and shooting him, then jumping into the elderly man's car and running him over. At Beckett's church, parishioners got the news in the Sunday sermon.
What a foolish, brutal act against the mildest of men. An act that makes absolutely no sense.
Police have no suspects or motive. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
New questions around Boeing's Starliner capsule, you know, the one that has left two astronauts stuck on the International Space Station for months. One of those astronauts, Barry Wilmore, reportedly told NASA he heard a strange knocking noise. And scientists are working on a way to fill the world's chocolate shortfall. With cocoa bean crops being cut by climate change, some researchers have turned to growing them in labs. The engineered versions have the bonus of being able to be harvested more quickly. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Driftless Area Group does more than survey land and sell homes. We are stewards of the land, keepers of the home, and protectors of your investment. Our complete package delivers land surveying, real estate, property and casualty insurance, and interior design services. We understand that your property purchase are a huge decision and a tremendous investment. Start your journey with Driftless Area Group today by visiting our new website at driftlessarellc.com or give us a call at 608-647-9050.
I'm Pastor Tim, and this is Life Tracks. One spring break while I was in college, a cross-country teammate and I decided to hitchhike to the Florida Keys and back to our college in southern Illinois. We made it to Key West and were on our way back when nightfall came upon us, so we camped overnight on a beach between two of the islands. In the morning, we decided to go for a swim before taking off on our hike again. What we discovered is that there is a strong current flowing from the Gulf of Mexico into the Atlantic Ocean between the islands. When we realized that, we were already about 300 or 400 yards offshore into the ocean and were being drawn away. Because I'm speaking to you now, you know that we made it back to shore, but there were moments of uncertainty and maybe a little panic. That's the way it can be in our walk with Christ. If we aren't intent on moving forward with Him, we can easily drift away. If we aren't actively building our relationship with Him, we can easily lose sight. The Apostle Paul said, "One thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus." Brothers and sisters, keep moving forward. As children of the living God, be in a full relationship with Him, reading and meditating on His Word and talking with Him continually. Then you will not be in danger of drifting.
Love God, love people, and make disciples. That's the mission of the Richland Center Free Methodist Church, and you're invited to come and be a part of what God is doing here. We are a very family-friendly church where all ages can come and learn more about God's amazing love. Our worship service is at 10:30 each Sunday morning, and you can also worship with us online at rcfreemethodist.com. The church is located at the corner of Park and Kinder Streets in Richland Center. Come as you are and bring the whole family to the Richland Center Free Methodist Church.
Being a financial advisor is about more than money. It's about knowing what matters to you. At Capital Wealth Advisory Group, our advisors provide financial advice and investment strategies personalized for you. We care for your financial well-being so you can spend time on what matters most. For more information, visit CapitalWealthCares.com. Capital Wealth Advisory Group is a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
Our Labor Day sale is going on now at Court & Main. It's the perfect time to refresh your home. Enjoy 25% off all custom leather and upholstery, including recliners, sofas, love seats, and sectionals. Save 50% on all sheets, mattress protectors, adjustable bases, and pillows when you purchase a mattress. And don't forget, get a jump on the holidays with 50% off all holiday decor. Visit us at Court & Main and Richland Center and take advantage of these fantastic deals. These offers are too good to miss, so stop by before they're gone. Transform your home for less with Court & Main.
Most of us can agree everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights.
Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, it looks like the beautiful September weather will stick with us a couple more days as a broad high-pressure system over the state just slowly shifts to the east. We will see just a little more wind by tomorrow and Wednesday, but just great conditions with low humidity, mild days, and cool nights. Later this week, a front will start to move into northwest Wisconsin Wednesday night with a chance of a couple of showers. That chance should reach us by Thursday afternoon. And then Friday, a new system drops in from the north, can bring a few more showers, which should end by early Saturday. None of this activity looks very heavy. In fact, probably just a few tenths of an inch total at most over the period. Could see some unseasonably cool air move back in, though, by next weekend. Probably our coolest temperatures of the season so far. Here's that forecast for today. Sunny and nice. High of 76 degrees. Wind variable at 2 to 5 miles per hour. Clear tonight with patchy fog. Low about 48. Tomorrow, sunny and mild, high near 77, south wind up to 10. Wednesday, mostly sunny and a touch warmer, low 51 with a high near 80. As we head into Thursday, increasing clouds, scattered showers and thunderstorms, especially by midday, low in the mid-50s with a high of 78. Friday, mostly cloudy and cooler, areas of light rain, low at 54, high 66. Saturday, partly sunny and staying fall-like, low 47, high 65, and Sunday partly cloudy, still a bit cool, low 42 with a high of 67. Enjoy that sunshine today, again a high of 76 degrees with relatively light winds. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a community bank. Why is that important to you? Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships with families, farms, and businesses. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community where new businesses, students, and entrepreneurs of all types have a voice that is heard and appreciated. Since 1881, the Richland County Bank has provided people in the area with quality banking service. It's local people serving local people. It's local people and their community bank working together for the good of the community today and the community's well-being tomorrow. It's what "where others have their branches, we have our roots" really means. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. 47 with sunshine currently. Yesterday's high was 76 degrees. The record high for September 2nd goes back to 1953 at 93. The record low, 36 in 1955. Last year's high was 90 and the low, 58. Sunset will happen at 7:35
Coming up this evening, sunrise time 6:37 for tomorrow morning. The air is calm, barometer at 30.28, and no precipitation today. Again, after a low of 45 here at the studios, it is 47 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Sports Time is sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Richland Center and Boscobel, local people serving you with the good stuff, and by the WRCO Sports Boosters. A look back at cross-country action from over the weekend, details on the Brewers' loss, but still a big weekend win in the series. Details on the Packer game, which at this point, it's a little hazy about Friday night.
Tackle your next project with ease with Napa's Milwaukee line of tools. Heated jackets, vests, tool accessories, power tools, lighting, hand tools, storage, batteries, chargers, and so much more from Milwaukee and Napa. Milwaukee Tool has led the industry in developing innovative tools and worksite solutions. The most respected manufacturer of heavy-duty power tools, hand tools, instruments, and accessories. Milwaukee Tools in Napa, the perfect team, striving to make your days easier.
I'm Phil Neen with WRCO Sports. Yesterday in the hometown in baseball Final Four, a win for Evansville over Sun Prairie 6-2, and Verona captured the home talent round robin championship with a 5-2 victory over Sauk Prairie. That means the Verona Cavaliers win the title for a third year in a row. Over the weekend, Cashton High School hosted a great cross-country meet. Lots of teams were involved from around southwest Wisconsin. And for the boys' results, Kickapoo LaFarge came out on top with a total of 60 points. Richland Center Ithaca finished second at 65. Nisida, Brookwood, and Bangor rounded out the top five. Riverdale was in sixth among the 15 teams that were involved. Looking at the individuals for the boys, the top overall score was Cooper Powell of Brookwood's 17:54. Clayton Lee of Richland Center was second with a time of 18:19. Also for Richland Center, Ryan Stadler was fifth. It was Kiernan Culver taking ninth place overall. Ethan Hady was 25th. Devin Woodhouse was 33rd. For the Richland Center Ithaca runners, Brayson Garcia-Bolin was 49th. Connor Montez was 71st. And Henry Clancy was 88th. For Kickapoo LaFarge, their top runner was Landon Turgeson, who was 4th in the meet with a time of 18:29. Brecken Miller was 10th. Arlen Walter and Sam Miller ran close. Sam finished 13th. Arlen was 15th. Jeff Olson was 19th for Kickapoo LaFarge. And Theo Parr was overall 27th. Lane Miller was 41st. For Riverdale's running on the day, the Chieftains with a total of the varsity boys finishing 6th place out of 15 teams. Lakota Brewer medaled by running in 18:51 and finishing in 8th place. Other runners were Hunter Wilkinson, 26th. Caleb Shillaline was 33rd. Wyatt Schramm, 39th. Carson Knight, 45th. And James Schramm was 60th overall. Also, the first race of the morning on Saturday saw the Riverdale Varsity Girls with the time of 9 o'clock getting underway right away, and they finished in 7th place out of 15 teams with Mallory Meese medaling and finishing in 7th place with a time of 22:31. Other team finishers were Melanie Williamson, 36th, Kaylee Carter was 47th, Megan Krull was 71st, and Riley Leith was 75th. Overall, due to injury, Clark Gilson was the lone middle school runner for Riverdale. Clark finished in 17th place with a time of 10:54. For the Riverdale girls, the medalist was Lexi Baumkamp, who finished second with a time of 10:58. Other athletes running included Alexis Carter, Hadley Wilkinson, Rose Schramm, and Olivia Matthews. For the varsity girls, Viroqua was the top team, scoring a 49. Kickapoo LaFarge finished second. Bangor third, Brookwood fourth. Richland Center Ithaca was fifth among the 15 teams. The top overall runner was from Royal Oneiwoc Center, Katie Field. Also for Richland Center, their top runner was Grace Fretz, finishing eighth with a time of 22.43, and Pearl Fretz was ninth with a time of 22.51. Also for RCI, Rachel Waterfall was 25th. Adeline Lawless was 44th. Elizabeth Wersma was 57th. And Ava Gotchel was 65th. For Kickapoo LaFarge, Kendall Andelsek was 12th. And Colby Andelsek was 13th. Also, Jadence Nagel, 15th in the running. Katie Rando was 30th. Braylon Culver was 35th. Hannah Teal was 60th. Also, Ava Burbach, 69th. And Clara Hazel was 70th. Madison McKittrick was 80th for the Kickapoo LaFarge runners. Over the weekend, boys soccer saw River Valley tie Waupun at 1 in the Central Wisconsin Christian School Tournament. It was Aquinas defeating Amherst 4-2. Columbus Catholic 2-1 over River Valley in a later contest at the tournament. Baraboo was a 2-1 winner over Delavan Darien in girls volleyball from Saturday. In other tournament action, Dodgeville 2-0 over Poinette, and Baraboo was a 2-0 winner over Broadhead. Baraboo defeated Delavan Darien 2-0 and Poinette over Fenimore as well. Quail Run with the Golf League results. The end of the second half update from officials. Pat Keegan with a 37 during week 18, including a birdie on hole 2. Josh Coy with a 38, birdieing hole 3. Joe Halverson a 39. And also Ryan Pogstat and Jarrett McDonald all with 39s. Joe birdied hole 2. Ryan birdied hole 6 and 8. And Jarrett birdied hole 8. With 40s, Aaron Halverson, Rich Barancott, Brian McCarville, and Dale Mortimer. Rich Barancott birdied hole 8, and Dale birdied hole 2. The last of the missed rounds were completed on Sunday. The results were tallied. Team 9 won the second half by 1 point over Team 4, 369 to 368. Members of Team 9 are Jarrett McDonald, Steve Shashina, and Steve Davis, along with Dennis McHugh. Steve Shashina also finished the regular season with the highest number of points, 264, just 6 points higher than last season's point winner, Jim Johnson. On Tuesday night, Team 9 will play the winners of the first half, Team 5, for the season championship, while the other teams compete in a scramble tournament. The Brewers' five-game win streak ended Sunday on an infield single in the bottom of the 11th. Santiago Espinal bounced a grounder off Milwaukee reliever and losing pitcher Bryce Wilson, which scored the designated runner, and the Reds won 4-3. Willie Adames hit a home run in all four games of the series, including Sunday. Bryce Terang became the ninth Brewer to steal 40 bases in a season when he swiped second in the fifth inning. Elsewhere yesterday, the Cubs with a 14-1 win over Washington. Miami 7-5 over San Francisco. Arizona 14, the Dodgers 3. Philadelphia 3-2 over Atlanta. In the American League, Detroit 4, Boston 1. Houston 7-2 over Kansas City. Minnesota 4, Toronto 3. Texas 6-4 against Oakland. And the Angels 3-2 over Seattle. Interleague play, Cleveland 6, Pittsburgh 1, the Mets 2-0 over the White Sox, San Diego 4, Tampa Bay 3, St. Louis 14-7 over the Yankees, and Baltimore beat Colorado by a score of 6-1. The Brewers return home to meet the St. Louis Cardinals. Freddy Peralta will get the start in that key series. Raging wildfires in Brazil are threatening the Packers' 2024 NFL season opener against the Eagles. Brazilian officials say they think the fires were started by criminals. The fires have impacted air quality so severely that the contest could be canceled or possibly moved to Philadelphia. Those fires are still out of control and are said to be threatening people in more than 30 cities. If the game can be played, it would be the second international game in Packers history. The Packers are scrambling this week to get everybody in place, and the question is whether they will go with Willis or Clifford for the backup quarterback to Jordan Love. Here's Matt LaFleur.
Whether you're on the 53 or you're on the practice squad, your job is to prepare as you're the starter. I mean, in reality, that's not always the case, obviously, but I expect every man in that room, if you're wearing a Green Bay Packer uniform, you got to get ready to go play a football game.
LaFleur says it is tough preparing for game one.
It's a guessing game in some respect. I think that's why you really got to focus on what you do and knowing your rules inside and out, knowing the details of what you're trying to get done. And that's what we've emphasized to our guys. And then certainly it comes down to adjustments. You're going to have to adjust week one. At some point within the game, you're going to have to adjust. And whoever can typically do that better will probably win the game.
And the Packers will start the season with that new kicker. Braden Narveson might not have been the happiest person in his own family when the Packers claimed him off waivers to make him their kicker. The move represented a homecoming for Narveson's wife. Shelby Narveson grew up with a family full of Packers fans in Prescott, Wisconsin. Prescott is located just east of the Minnesota border and about 270 miles west of Green Bay. Narveson will make his NFL regular season debut Friday when the Packers open their season.
Just holds and snaps with these two guys. There's a lot to learn and go quick with, but at the same time, it's still the same stuff. You're still, trusting the operation. They've been doing this for a long time. Nothing really changes on my end except just little tidbits. But yeah, just getting comfortable with the team, getting comfortable in the atmosphere and having fun with it.
With a look at Monday Morning Sports for WRCO, I am Phil Nee.
Heartland Christmas Trees thanks you for your continued support. Look for their holiday season retail outlets throughout the area. Heenick Printing offers high-speed digital color copies at the most competitive price and high-quality commercial printing and design. Inspired Innovations, love your look with a manicure and pedicure and the latest in hair services, or relax and rejuvenate with a massage.
Hey, Jamie from Badgerland Flooring. Did you know we offer full kitchen and bath remodels, custom handmade cabinets by Dura Supreme, custom quartz countertops by Cambria, and custom tiled walk-in showers, backsplashes, and floors? From start to finish, we are your one-stop shop. If you can dream it, we can build it. Visit our showroom on Highway 14 East Richland Center. Call 608-649-3567 or check us out on Facebook or at badgerlandflooring.com.
Options that are clear and easy to understand. At WCCU Credit Union, our checking accounts are both straightforward and affordable. No gimmicks. Choose from either Freedom or Awards Checking. Both have no minimum balance requirements and no monthly service fees. The Awards Checking earns an exceptional dividend rate for using direct deposit, debit cards, and e-statements. Freedom Checking offers all the same conveniences, but you're not required to use them. For more information or to open your account, visit us online at our new web address, wccu.coop, or stop by any of our WCCU offices. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life, WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
Good morning from WRCO Radio. It is great to have you along today as we head along in the regular features category. We have our entertainment news and also the trivia question of the day. Here's Leroy Parnell.
Thank you.
School is back. Drivers, slow down in school zones and watch for kids at crosswalks. Let's make this year safe for everyone. This message is sponsored by Oakwood Fruit Farm, Cobison Bus Richland Center, Richland Electric Cooperative, and Riverdale Ag Service of Muscadet.
Black like his jacket, American spirit hanging out of his mouth, just like our daddy. He kick-started that bike one night and broke mama's heart. He pointed that headlight west, out where the wild things are. He'd call me up every couple of weeks from South California, talk about the desert and the Joshua tree, his pretty girl stories, and how he bought an Airstream trailer and a J45 guitar. Said, little brother, you'd love it out here, out where the wild things. Called my brother from the back of that plane the second I made it. We started drinking on the strip in L.A. And then it got crazy. Ended up at a house in the hills with some Hollywood stars, kissing on a blonde in a backyard pool.
On FM 100.9, Deadpool and Wolverine will likely hit the $600 million mark in domestic ticket sales by the end of the holiday weekend. It will be only the 16th movie to hit that mark. It led the box office on a sluggish weekend for movies, making another $15.2 million domestically, according to studio estimates. Alien Romulus was second. It Ends With Us was third, just slightly ahead of Reagan, with Dennis Quaid starring as Ronald Reagan. Twisters is in fifth place at the weekend box office. Labor Day weekend. Saturday night, we played a lot of labor-related songs. This is one we didn't get a chance to play, but it goes back in time with a very influential singer and storyteller and songwriter, Jim Croce, working at the Car Wash Blues on Labor Day 2024.
Well, I had just got out on the county prison doing 90 days for non-support. Position, but no matter how smooth I talk, they wouldn't listen to the fact that I was a genius. The man said we got all that we can use. Now I got them steadily depressing, low down mind messing, working at the car wash blues. Well, I shouldn't be sitting in an air conditioned office in a swivel chair, talking some trash to the secretary. Hey now, mama, come on over here. Instead, I'm stuck here rubbing these fenders with a rag and walking home in soggy old shoes. With them steadily depressing, low down my messing, working at the car wash booth. You know a man of my ability, he should be smoking on a big cigar. But till I get myself straight, I guess I'll just have to wait in my rubber suit to rub on these cars. Well, all I can do is to shake my head. You might not believe that it's true, but working at this end on Niagara Falls is a undiscovered Howard Hughes. So baby, don't expect to see me with no double martini in my highbrow society news.
Put your lips on her.
lost on me. The second I looked into your eyes, baby, I held on for my life. No matter what, I know you're right where I wanna be. Even if the whole world turns itself against us, I'm gonna love you. I'm gonna love you. Even with my last breath, the last beat in my chest, I'm gonna love you. I'm gonna love you. Even on the worst of days, I know it's gonna be okay. As long as I've got you right here with me. Whatever I crazy hearts might do, whatever it is that we go through, no matter what, I know you're right where I wanna be. Even if the whole world turns itself against us, I'm gonna love you. I'm gonna love you. Even with my last breath, the last beat in my chest, I'm gonna love you. I'm gonna love you, yeah. I'm gonna love you like it's our last day. No matter whatever comes our way, if these are the last words on my lips, all I want you to know is, even if the whole world turns itself against us, I'm gonna.
Minutes before 9 o'clock here at WRCO Studios. The temperature is climbing nicely. We're at 51 degrees.
November 21st, 2021. The Waukesha Christmas Parade attack. A holiday celebration turned deadly. Daryl Brooks drove his SUV into the Waukesha crowd, targeting as many people as possible. Brooks injured dozens and killed six, including an 8-year-old child. It never should have happened. Just days earlier, Brooks was arrested for trying to run over his girlfriend, but he was released on just $1,000 bail. Senator Tammy Baldwin voted against increased funding for pretrial detention of violent criminals like Daryl Brooks, making it easier for these criminals to terrorize our communities. Call Senator Baldwin, 608-264-5338. Urge her to support S-3919, the Keep Violent Criminals Off Our Streets Act. Because violent criminals belong behind bars. Paid for by One Nation, www.onenationamerica.org.
U.S. Cellular noticed that the way we use our phones has gotten ironic. We try to put our phones down for dinner, but the menu is on a QR code. Ironic. We hit like on social posts that we don't actually like. Ironic. Which is why U.S. Cellular created Us Mode, to help us reconnect with each other and use our phones less ironically. Wait, a phone company wants people to use their phones less. That's definitely ironic. Let's find us again with Us Mode from U.S. Cellular. Visit uscellular.com/builtforus to get started.
Oh, the places you'll show. You can take in the show at the Richland County Meat Animal Sale on Saturday, September 7th, beginning at 5 p.m. in the Show Barn. Witness the hard work and dedication from our talented Richland County 4-H and FFA members.
Be sure to arrive early to meet these young exhibitors and see their animals up close. Our youth will be in the barns with their animals by 4 p.m., ready to greet buyers and share their stories. It's a unique opportunity to connect with these inspiring young people and learn about their experiences in agriculture. You'll find all of the sale animals in the livestock building, showcasing the variety and top quality work our youth have dedicated their time and energy.
The buyer's reception starts at 4 p.m. in the show barn. It's the perfect time to meet community members, enjoy a light meal, and find the perfect seat for the sale. Your participation, enthusiasm, and contribution supports the future of agriculture and the exceptional work these youth have done.
The Meat Animal Sale Committee hopes you'll join us to celebrate and support the incredible efforts of Richland County's 4-H and FFA members. Come for the show, see the youth and your neighbors, and stay for the Meat Animal Sale this Saturday at the Richland County Fairgrounds beginning at 5 p.m.
8:43 on this our get-together on a Monday morning. We'll have some information about the Richland County Fair coming up during our morning show, and then we'll take a trip around Wisconsin as well during our community conversation this morning. Trivia is next.
Attention auto mechanics. TC Auto Works in Richland Center is continuing to grow, and they need you. They are hiring an automotive technician with 3 years of experience preferred and a strong work history. Enjoy highly competitive pay and a full-service automotive repair facility with a fun, low-stress, family-owned atmosphere. Along with competitive pay, you will be eligible for a large package of benefits including retirement plans, paid vacation, much, much more. Call 383-1700 or pick up an application at TC Autoworks, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
The trivia question of the day is sponsored by Subway in Richland Center. You can check them out for better-for-you sub sandwiches. Subs are great any day, and so are Subway gift cards. You can get one for someone special or keep it yourself.
If you're eating healthy, eat at Subway, where you have a choice of 8 build-your-own sandwiches with 6 grams of fat or less, plus delicious signature wraps and chopped salads. Hours are Monday through Saturday, 8 to 9, and Sunday, 8 to 8. It's their priority to serve the delicious meals you love in the easiest and safest ways possible. You can order ahead by going online, through your Subway app, or by calling 647-6470. Eat fresh, eat healthy at Subway Richland Center.
On Labor Day, we go to the small screen for some TV character trivia. Which TV character has the job as a veterinarian? Is it A, Monica Geller of Friends? Is it B, DJ Tanner Fuller from DJ Tanner from Full and Fuller House? Or is it Claire Huxtable of The Cosby Show, C? Or is it D, Ally McBeal of Ally McBeal? Which TV character has the job as a veterinarian in TV history? 608-647-4155.
Jack makes good whiskey. Red dirt makes good riding roads. Country makes good music for kicking up dust in a taillight glow. Dry wood makes good fires. Good years make good swings. All that's all good, but for me, God makes 5 foot nine brown. God makes the good stuff.
Tyler Hubbard, congrats to our winner today, Casey Bruja, who knew the right answer. Which TV character has the job as a veterinarian? You should have answered B, DJ Tanner from Full House, Fuller House. DJ became a veterinarian. In later episodes, Monica Geller of Friends was a chef. Claire Huxtable of The Cosby Show, a lawyer, as was Ally McBeal, a lawyer in Boston. So there you go. Trivia time today from WRCO. We had some of these kind of questions on Saturday night in honor of Labor Day weekend. And it's kind of fun to look back on what the fictitious character occupations were. Some of them, you know, for working so much and being great supporters of the family, it seemed like they never worked. You know, think about Ward Cleaver. It seemed like he was home a lot. He was. And I think about Darren Stevens. He was in advertising, but he was home quite a lot with his wife, who just would twitch her nose and things would happen. So anyway, that's how it goes trivia-wise. Casey wins, courtesy of our trivia sponsor on Monday, Subway, right in Richland Center.
Me a new way to light up an old flame. With a little bit of luck and a hug, there's gonna be a big change. I got a strong desire to start the kind of fire that'll burn through a pouring rain. I'm gonna find me a new way to light up an old flame. I've had all that I can stand. I got roses in my hand and old feelings in my heart. Now I'm knocking on her door. I can't stay away no more, 'cause we're no good apart.
I'm gonna find me a new way to light up an old flame. With a little bit of luck and a hug, there's gonna be a big change. I got a strong desire to start the kind of fire that'll burn through a pouring rain.
On WRCO Country and Community. We've made it to 51 degrees.
We cannot change the circumstances or magically erase the pain of loss, but we can listen and serve you with compassion and understanding at a time when compassion and understanding go a long way. I'm Mark Jelinek of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Our promise to you is to be patient, considerate, and professional, serving you as you wish to be served. It has been our priority since 1889 at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Wirtz Plumbing and Heating provides plumbing services from routine maintenance to new construction and remodeling jobs. We are able to assist in augering sewers, repairing water leaks on piping and faucets, to installing or repairing water heaters, and our list goes on. Wanting to upgrade your kitchen or bathroom fixtures? Maybe expanding your bathroom or converting your tub to a walk-in shower. Call us today to schedule a free estimate, 647-6345.
Make the short drive to Furniture, Decor, and More in Boscobel. Going on now. Buy any mattress and receive 30% off on your box spring, mattress protectors, sheets and pillows. Or buy a living room, dining room, or bedroom set and get 20% off your purchase towards home decor. Visit Furniture, Decor, and More today. Make the short drive to Furniture, Decor, and More in Boscobel. Going on now. Buy any mattress and receive 30% off on your box spring, mattress protectors, sheets, and pillows. Or buy a living room, dining room, or bedroom set and get 20% off your purchase towards home decor. Visit Furniture, Decor, and More in Boscobel today.
Born 60 years ago, actor Keanu Reeves has a birthday today. He turned 60. Among our famous folks with birthdays today, Boxing Hall of Famer Lennox Lewis is 59 as well. Actor Mark Harmon is 73. And Football Hall of Famer Terry Bradshaw turns 76 on the 2nd of September. Here's Randy Travis.
Had eyes like diamonds, and they caught the light oh, but they were dark and deeper than the night. But when she'd smile, out came the sun. And there ain't no more where that came from. She had a dress that swayed all around her knees, and a voice as soft as a summer breeze. Touch that told me I was the one, and there ain't no more where that came from. I must have said to myself there might be somebody else out there somewhere. I must have said to myself, it's a great big world, girls are everywhere. Oh, but now I know there was only one, and there ain't no more where that came from. From oh, where that came from.
Is a downtown bar. All it takes is some neon stars. A little you, a little me, in the same vicinity. And it's on. Everyone is the first, last time. Walk away, then we hit rewind. A little touch, a little buzz. Don't know what keeps keeping it up. Is it your heart or mine? Is it whiskey or wine? Is it something in the night? Wanna cross that line, girl. Playing with fire, girl. They too far behind. It's just a matter of time till it finds your heart of mine.
that it ain't no thing. We say it, then the telephone rings. Hello, are you at home? 'Cause I'm all alone missing you. We swear it ain't love, 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 but you're there when the sun comes up. We swear it ain't.